Welcome to the Deep Dive. We dig into the sources so you get the critical takeaways fast. Today, we're tackling something that, yeah, sounds maybe a bit dry patch management, but honestly, this isn't just some IT chore. It's really about the financial firewall standing between your organization and, well, potential multi-million dollar ruin. So the big question we're asking is this. Is your business really protected against ransomware right now? Like, really protected? Especially against flaws where patches already exist. Because look, if you're still in that we'll patch when we get around to it mindset, the data we've seen suggests you're basically setting yourself up for a disaster. But let's unpack this. Maybe start with the numbers, the cold, hard figures that show why this isn't just an IT problem, but a C-suite level risk.
Absolutely. Wow. We're talking about a failure that directly leads to, well, staggering costs. The average ransomware payment alone, it hit $2.73 million this year.
Just the ransom itself. That's before you even think about recovery, forensics, all that.
Exactly. And when you add in everything else, the total incident costs, think legal fees, recovery efforts, the huge cost of business downtime, that number balloons to an average of $5.13 million per attack.
Wow.
And here's the truly shocking part. 75%. 75% of successful attacks exploit known vulnerabilities. Flaws that had patches available, but they just weren't deployed.
So wait, hold on, 75%?
Yeah, it means attackers aren't relying on super secret zero-day exploits most of the time. They're walking through doors left unlocked by, frankly, negligence.
So we're talking a $5 million catastrophe because somebody didn't click update. That sounds like the ultimate facepalm moment in risk management.
It really is. And this brings us straight to the first major point of failure.
Yeah.
Speed, or rather the lack of it, the time you think you have to patch. It's just not the reality anymore.
How tight are we talking? Give us a sense, maybe a real world example of how fast things go wrong.
Well, the window has shrunk dramatically because the attackers, they're highly automated now. Take this example from the sources. It's pretty brutal. A company network gets completely encrypted by ransomware. The investigation finds the way in. An unpatched vulnerability in Adobe Reader. Now, the patch for this flaw had been publicly available, and the vulnerability known to be exploitable for 47 days.
47 days. That's almost 7 weeks.
Exactly. 7 weeks, and the fix still hadn't made it to the machine that got hit.
Okay, so 47 days isn't a lack of time, is it? That feels more like a lack of priority. It really drives home your point. We're not always up against sophisticated, targeted attacks.
Precisely. A lot of the time, we're dealing with automated scanning tools. These things just constantly prowl the internet, looking for known weaknesses they can exploit almost immediately after a patch is released. This whole cycle often kicks off with Patch Tuesday, you know? That's when Microsoft drops like 50 to 80 security patches every second Tuesday of the month.
Right, and for the attackers, that's like a starting pistol firing.
It absolutely is. And here's the metric, the number that should really keep IT directors awake at night. The median time. The median time from a patch being released to it being actively exploited in the wild, it's now just 15 days.
15, okay.
And you see bodies like CISA, that's the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. They're maintaining this list, the Known Exploited Vulnerabilities Catalog, the KEV list. Basically, it's the what attackers are hitting right now list.
Yeah.
And CISA tells federal agencies you have to patch these KEDs within 14 to 21 days. Super tight deadline.
Okay, so the feds get 14 to 21 days for the known exploited stuff. But what about everyone else, the private sector?
Well, that's where the gap is huge. Organizations without good automation, the ones stuck on manual processes or that patch when convenient idea, they often take 60 to 180 days to get patches fully deployed everywhere.
60 to 180 days.
Yeah, it's a massive window. They're leaving the barn door wide open for months, long, long after that critical 15-day exploitation mark is passed.
Humble.
And here's where it gets really interesting when you look at the attacker's typical schedule. So, day zero, patch comes out, attackers grab the bullet and start analyzing. Days one to three, you start seeing proof of concept exploits pop up on forums, ways to actually use the flaw. Days 4 to 14, this is crucial, ransomware gangs start integrating those exploits into their toolkits and they kick off large-scale automated scanning across the internet. If you haven't patched within those first 2 weeks, you're not just vulnerable, you are actively being scanned and targeted.
Right. So speed is clearly the enemy here. Why are teams failing so badly? Is it just laziness, or is the scale just impossible for humans to handle manually?
It's overwhelmingly the scale. The sheer volume crushes manual approaches.
Yeah.
Just think about a pretty modest company, right? Maybe 100 workstations, each one running, say, 50 different applications. Instantly, you've got 5,000 individual combinations of application plus endpoint that need patching, testing, tracking every single month.
5,000 combinations for just 100 machines.
Yeah, okay, I can see how that gets out of hand fast.
It does. And the actual human effort involved, it's staggering. The sources we looked at estimate that properly patching just those 100 endpoints, including testing, deploying, checking it worked, fixing issues, could take anywhere from 1,025 to 2,050 hours per month.
Hang on, up to 2,000 hours a month for 100 computers.
Yeah, that translates to needing like 6 to 13 full-time employees doing nothing but patching.
Wow.
And of course, most organizations don't have that. So what happens? They prioritize badly. They miss things. They create huge gaping security holes because they simply can't keep up.
Over 1,000 hours a month.
Yeah.
Just for 100 machines. That's wild. No wonder the results aren't great.
The numbers definitely show it. Data suggests only about 43% of workstations actually get patched within 30 days.
So more than half are still exposed past that critical 15-day window.
Right. And worse, almost a quarter, 23%, remain unpatched even after 90 days. That's just a persistent pool of unnecessary risks sitting on the network.
And a huge chunk of that risk pool comes from something often overlooked, right? The third-party applications. People focus on Windows updates, maybe, because they're built in.
That's a critical point. The focus has to shift. 9 out of the top 10 most exploited vulnerabilities last year, they were in third-party software, not the operating system itself.
9 out of 10.
Yeah. It's not Windows that's usually the weakest link anymore. It's the everyday tools, the PDF readers, the media players, the utilities that users rely on constantly.
And those are the updates that often get delayed the longest.
Exactly. We see the same culprits popping up again and again in breach reports. Things like Adobe Acrobat Reader. Patches often get delayed 60, even 90 days. That's a huge window for malicious PDFs sent via email. Or Java runtime environment. Old legacy versions hang around forever, unpatched, just waiting to be exploited. Mm-hmm. And even simple things, like compression utilities, WinRAR 7-zip. Remember that big WinRAR vulnerability back in 2019? Affected 500 million users.
500 million, wow.
Yeah, and it was actively exploited for over a year before many organizations got it fully patched.
A whole year. Okay, that perfectly illustrates the scale failure you mentioned. And yet, you said something like 60% of companies don't even have automated patching for this stuff.
That's right. 60% lack automated third-party patching. They rely on things like asking users to update themselves, which, let's be honest, maybe gets you 30 or 40% compliance if you're lucky.
You're basically playing whack-a-mole with updates against, well, the entire global network of attackers.
Pretty much. And the attackers know that the easy targets are often that software users interact with daily, the stuff that isn't Windows itself.
Okay, let's pivot slightly and connect this technical failure directly to the business impact. We heard the $5.13 million average cost, but break down the pain points. Downtime seems like the immediate one.
Oh, absolutely. The link between slow patching and business getting completely stopped in its tracks is direct and very painful. Because attackers exploit these known flaws so quickly now, the result is often deep network encryption and massive downtime. The average downtime from a ransomware attack, it's 22 days.
22 days. 3 weeks. Just imagine, say, a medium-sized business, maybe $10 million in revenue a year. 22 days of being shut down. That's over $600,000 just in lost revenue. Gone.
And that's just the direct revenue loss. We're not talking about a quick IT hiccup. It's weeks of total paralysis.
And the reputational hit must be huge, too.
Massive. The sources indicate that 65%, almost two-thirds of customers, say they'll switch to a competitor if a service they rely on is down for more than 3 days.
3 days. And the average is 22.
Exactly. So the trust just evaporates. And that lost business, the customer churn, can impact revenue for a year or more after the incident itself.
And that's before the regulators even get involved. If the breach happened because of an unpatched known vulnerability, you're instantly in hot water.
Right.
You are. The legal and insurance headaches start piling up very quickly. You've got potential GDPR fines up to $20 million, or 4% of global revenue. CCPA in California fines up to $7,500 per intentional violation. If data leaks because you didn't patch a known flaw, regulators are not going to be sympathetic. Those fines become almost a certainty.
And cyber insurance. That used to be the backstop, but it sounds like insurers are getting much tougher.
They absolutely are. Policies now increasingly demand proof of a solid patch management program. Specifically, they want to see documentation that critical patches were deployed quickly, often within 14 to 30 days.
Ah, so they're basically auditing your basic hygiene now.
Pretty much. If you can't show that proof, you're looking at premium hikes of 40 to 150%. Or worse, they might just deny coverage altogether when you need it most. You have to demonstrate you're doing the basics right.
Which leads us, I guess, to the final big failure point of trying to do this manually.
Yeah.
You just don't know what's actually patched, the visibility gap.
That's a huge one. With manual processes, failed patch installations often just go unnoticed, especially for third-party stuff. You've got shadow IT devices IT doesn't even know about that are never patched. And crucially, what about remote workers? Their laptops might not connect to the corporate network often enough to get updates systematically. They fall further and further behind.
So the IT team is effectively flying blind.
Largely, yes. And then an external auditor comes in and finds that actual compliance, reality versus policy, is maybe only 60 or 70% at best.
Okay, so manual scale fails, visibility fails, the exploit window is just 15 days. What's the answer? It sounds like there's only one way forward.
It really points towards automated patch management. It's become less of a nice to have and more of a necessity to deal with that impossible scale and speed problem. The aim is to drastically shrink that critical vulnerability window, cut it down by maybe 75 to 90%, turn months of exposure into just days.
And it's not just about dodging that multi-million dollar bullet, right? There's an immediate efficiency gain too.
Definitely. Organizations making the switch consistently report saving 15 to 25 hours per week of IT staff time, time that was previously spent just chasing down patches manually. That lets them focus on more strategic security work instead of, you know, endless clicking.
So what do these automated systems actually do? What are the core capabilities?
Well, they directly address the problems we've discussed. First, automated detection. They scan continuously against vendor security bulletins, identify needed patches, and critically help prioritize them. They look at severity, critical, important, but also, are they on lists like the CISA-KV catalog? Is this being actively exploited right now? That alone eliminates maybe 8 to 15 hours a month of just manual research and guesswork for the IT team.
Okay, so smarter prioritization. What else?
Second, comprehensive coverage. Good systems unify patching for both Windows and all those vital third-party applications we talked about, often covering 450 or more different programs from one place. That immediately closes that huge third-party blind spot.
Right, gets rid of the whack-a-mole problem.
Exactly. Third is testing and rollback. Automation allows for setting up pilot groups, deploy a patch to a small test set first. This compresses testing cycles that might take a week or two manually down to maybe 24 or 48 hours. And, crucially, if a patch does cause problems, automated rollback can revert the change in minutes instead of hours of frantic troubleshooting.
That rollback capability sounds huge for minimizing disruption. And the last piece.
Stage deployment. This lets you set smart policies. Critical patches, the ones being exploited right now, can be pushed out everywhere within 24 to 48 hours. Mm-hmm. Lower priority stuff can roll out more slowly. It balances that need for speed on critical vulns with overall system stability.
Okay, so bringing it all together, what's the main takeaway here? It really feels like the message is speed is everything in modern cyber defense. And the biggest danger isn't necessarily some super complex nation-state attack. It's the sheer overwhelming volume of known unpatched weaknesses, particularly lurking in all that everyday third-party software. So automated patch management isn't just like an IT efficiency tool. It's really a fundamental defense against potentially business-ending financial damage.
I think that's exactly right. And the sources back that up. Organizations that manage to hit 95% or higher patch compliance consistently, they typically avoid between $2 million and $5 million in breach costs compared to their peers. The ROI on doing this right, it just massively outweighs the cost of the tools and implementation.
A pretty compelling case.
It leads to, I think, a really important closing thought for everyone listening. A question to ask yourself. Knowing that the median time to exploit is just 15 days, how quickly could you actually verify right now that every single one of your endpoints is patched? And I mean every endpoint, including that remote salesperson's laptop running who knows what browser updates and media players. Could you confidently say, yes, they're all patched within that 15-day window?